Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Barry White. It's Thursday, October 9th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
I was just given a note by the Secretary of State saying that we're very close to a deal in the Middle East.
A peace deal between Hamas and Israel has been agreed. And Micheál Martin survives another day as Fianna Fáil leader. Plus, we will have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sports and entertainment. But first, this morning. The US president's announced the first phase of a Gaza peace plan has been agreed by Israel and Hamas. Donald Trump has described it as a step towards a strong, durable and everlasting peace. The ceasefire deal will see the release of all remaining hostages held by Hamas and Israeli troops withdraw to an agreed position. Donald Trump made the announcement a short while ago.
I was just given a note by the Secretary of State saying that we're very close to a deal in the Middle East and they're going to need me pretty quickly.
Under the ceasefire proposals, Israeli hostages will be freed in exchange for 250 Palestinian prisoners. Moshe Lavi's relative, Omri Moran, is one of those still being held in Gaza.
We will not stop fighting until we see the last of the 48 return to their family. Those who were murdered in captivity, buried in the land of Israel, those who are still alive, walking through the border and reuniting with us, the families.
The Taoiseach has been apologising to his party faithful over the handling of the presidential election campaign. Micheál Martin addressed the Fianna Fáil parliamentary party last night to answer questions over the hasty exit of Jim Gavin from the race on Sunday. The Fianna Fáil leader told the meeting he can sometimes get things wrong, adding he was devastated by Jim Gavin's hasty withdrawal. He has now proposed new rules for selecting a presidential candidate in future. A man in his 40s is being questioned after Gardaí seized more than €8 million worth of drugs in a major operation into organised crime. 16 properties were searched in Dublin, Meath, Westmeath, Laois and Offaly over the past 2 days. Gardaí seized in excess of 110 kilos of suspected cocaine and 1.5 kilos of suspected heroin with an estimated street value of €8.2 million. The DUP has distanced itself from comments made by the son of one of the founders of the party over him being open to the potential of United Ireland. Ian Paisley Jr., a former MP for North Antrim, also emphasised his British identity as he took part in a new podcast series, Borderlands, by BBC Northern Ireland. He is the son of Ian Paisley, one of the founders of the DUP, who went on to serve as the First Minister of Northern Ireland. Speaking on the podcast with United Ireland campaigner Professor Colin Harvey, Ian Paisley Jr. said his mind is open.
So at the moment you haven't presented one single argument that would say to me, gosh, that stumped me, I really should be voting for United Ireland.
Your mind is open.
Of course, my mind's open.
Set of circumstances
yes.
where you would
my mind is open.
Two-thirds of bar and retail workers here have experienced verbal abuse in the workplace. A survey by the Mandate Trade Union shows over a quarter have received threats to their physical safety. Mandate's Assistant General Secretary Jim Fury is calling on Minister for Retail Alan Dillon to push ahead with the Protection of Retail Workers Bill.
It's very bad. It's the worst we've seen it. 63% of those that responded to our survey informed us that they've been experiencing verbal abuse in the workplace, and over a quarter have been threatened by physical violence. So for us, we can see an escalation, certainly post-COVID.
A former Taoiseach wants Ireland to follow the UK's lead and restrict access to pornography on the internet. At today's Rahama conference, Francis Fitzgerald will host a panel discussion on Ireland's response to the rise of porn and what can be done to keep children safe. Britain now requires all major porn sites to introduce age verification measures and for some users to hand over photo IDs before progressing. Former Minister for Justice Fitzgerald says the move should be enacted here too.
We need an age verification operating across the platforms because this is where our young people are accessing what is really very dangerous material, and they're being exposed to it at a very young age. It is damaging their own sexual relationships.
An EPA report out today shows there have been improvements in the volume of raw sewage being discharged daily, but wastewater is still being released from many areas without adequate treatments. The Environmental Protection Agency says it's likely to take many years of investments to upgrade our water treatment infrastructure. Niall Horgan is a senior wastewater compliance manager with Iske Éireann. He says they're working with the Dublin Bay Task Force to look at a variety of issues impacting bathing water in the Greater Dublin area.
Impacts on bathing waters in the Sandy Mount there, which can vary from misconnections, runoff from urban areas, dog fouling, and urban wastewater. And we've undertaken in 2021 an upgrade of the Aylesbury pumping station there again to minimise overflows. And we have plans in place for further assessment and network upgrades in the Greater Dublin area.
It looks like Saoirse Ronan could play Linda McCartney in the upcoming Beatles series of films. Deadline reports the four-time Oscar nominee will be added to the cast of the Sam Mendes series, which features a film on each member of the Fab Four. Ronan is in line to play the vegetarian and animal rights activist, advocate and star alongside fellow Irish star Paul Mescal, who plays Paul McCartney. And in sports, Republic of Ireland assistant coach John O'Shea says they're hopeful Troy Parrott can feature in the upcoming World Cup qualifiers against Portugal and Armenia. The striker missed last month's window after picking up an injury in training with his club AZ Alkmaar. O'Shea says they won't make a decision on his availability for Saturday's game in Portugal until late, but admits they like what they've seen from him so far.
Listen, there's every chance, but you also have to respect the kind of injury he's had, you know, so we look after the player first and foremost, and hopefully then we can make that decision closer to kickoff. But what we're seeing is very positive. You know, everything, the strength and the power and the speed that he has.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day again with us tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.